Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage. That'll take you about 4.5 seconds. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll's going so far. And all the other things that are there right off of our homepage. You can get to literally tens of thousands of pieces of information you can read or listen to. Ask questions. You got 1 minute or five minutes, 15 minutes. We got something. In fact, we got something you can do in 5 seconds there. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ruth Sherman has deposited quite a bit of information with us over the years, and we have it archived there. So if you want to go back and see what she has to say, Ruth's our guest right now. Her website is ruthsherman.com. Her book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. And we're talking about video charisma. Now, you know, Ruth, some people don't think they have any charisma. Unlike radio hosts, you know, we're born with it. But a lot of people think that, you know, they don't have any charisma, and they don't know anything about video. So it's kind of like two strikes against them. What do you think is holding people back from doing more video?
There are two things that I think that hold people back. The first is what you just said. People think they don't have charisma. There's this mystery around the word charisma, actually. Mm-hmm. People think they either have it or they don't, and if they don't have it, then they're just out of luck. But the fact is, charisma is not inborn, Jim. It's learned. These are learned skills, and the only way you can get better at it is to get out there and put your face on that camera and start talking, mm-hmm. and then look at it and see what works and what doesn't. So that's number one.
Let me ask you a question about
that. Go ahead, sure.
Is it possible that your video, your little small business video that you put up on your website, if it's grainy, if the sound isn't perfect, you know, you're not even all of that made up or whatever. You know, you're just wearing regular work clothes. Your speech is not exactly, you know, you're not the most erudite person in the world. Is it not possible that that kind of real humanity would be appealing to people?
There is a fine line, Jim, between looking too casual.
Too polished?
And too polished, exactly.
Right.
So what you want to come across as is consistent with your brand. Whatever you're presenting, for example, if you look at the commercials, some of the commercials on TV that you may see for certain businesses require. So you've got the guy, there's a guy around here who has a tire store. He sells tires.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always standing in a bunch of tires. You know, he's standing inside a bunch of tires piled up. He's not very polished, but he's very, very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's that piece of it. What is consistent with your brand? If you're selling tires, then that's one thing. If you're selling a very expensive financial services firm, then perhaps you want to be a little more dressed up and polished,
right?
Physically and with what you say. But it's what are you trying to communicate with that video? How are you trying to connect with your customers? I think the other thing that happens, too, is that people don't know what to say. They say, well, my goodness, you know, they can just read it on my website or they can read it in my brochure. But in fact, people, you already know a lot about it. Everybody on this call is an expert in their field. Like you said, you've got a brain trust of 2,000
mm-hmm.
experts. Every single one of those experts, for
mm-hmm.
example, has a vocabulary and a list of words and phrases that are unique to their businesses. Take a word and do a definition of it on video. And
right.
that way you do a series of those. Before you know it, you've got 10 videos.
Well, I think that there are a couple of angles that people should think about. One is, we kind of touched on it last time. One of them is, this is who we are. This is what we stand for. And if you agree, you know, this is, you know, if you agree with us, then please come to see us. That would be sort of like a, you know, a statement of your values. And then the other one would be what you're saying, and this would be the one you'd make multiples of, and that is you really are an expert in your business, whether you think you are or not. You're more of an expert than your customers are. Talk to them about how you use your product, how other people use your products, how they've been successful, what not to do. You know, be sure you don't do this. Be sure you do that. What do you think?
Absolutely. You want to give information. You want to make it worth people's time to watch your video. So if they're going to take a minute or two or five to sit there and watch you, you want to be giving them something of value. And like you said, maybe that's about the website video, the one that's on your homepage, where you're telling people about your passion. This is your passion to do this kind of work, whatever it is, and that you're there to serve them. So it's a statement of values, as you said. Maybe, though, it's a matter of doing that series that we just talked about, where you are actually giving them value. You are sharing information that will help them do their jobs better. So they'll come back to you, and eventually they will feel connected enough with you to perhaps pick up the phone and call you and do business with you.
And you know, Ruth, people are sitting there in their house coat at night with their laptop in front of them, maybe with their phone, maybe their iPad or whatever, and they're surfing around. They're trying to find out, okay, tomorrow I'm really busy. I'm going to have to go buy this one thing. Who's got what I need? And who can say what makes them go one way or the other, left or right? And maybe the video could tip the scales for you.
Definitely. As we were talking about earlier, the idea that you would be doing video would put you head and shoulders above your nearest competitor,
right,
who's probably not doing it.
Exactly. Hey, so Ruth, give us the website again, please.
Yes, absolutely. It's ruthsherman.com.
And they can see your video there too, can't they?
You can see my video there. You can go to YouTube and watch my video channel, which is Ruth Sherman.
Right.
I'm there to help whenever.
Go see how Ruth's doing it, folks. Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jim. Have a great day.
The book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.